Welcome to Module 3, the stages of the sale. So now that you're committed to making your calls, hopefully it is the calls because again, you'll get a bigger bang for your buck much quicker if you do the calls. So of course you can do other activities, but you've got to be making those connections. Now you might be wondering, okay, what do I do now? I'm gonna call, I don't know what to say, I don't know who to call. We're gonna cover all that, so don't worry, we got you covered. But I want you to know the stages, so what happens through this process so that you know what's coming up next for you. Okay, it's really, really important to know that you need to just take people to the next step. What a lot of people have problems with, they make mistakes doing, is that they don't even know where they're driving people to. In fact, I did this the other day. You know, we do this all the time. We still make these huge mistakes, and it's great because we learn it for you, so you don't have to do it. But I was literally on the phone the other day. I actually met someone at a financial planning meeting, so it was an FPA meeting for women. And I met this woman who was great, you know, and we connected and thought, okay, let's follow up. And I did a great job. I actually sent her an email. I followed up and we set an appointment. Yay, I had an appointment on my schedule. And initially I thought, okay, great. I'm just gonna connect with this woman. And my intention was not to sell her, was not to make her a client. I was just gonna connect. But then what happened was I got on the phone. I wasn't totally clear about what the next step was. And I was talking to her and I realized, oh, wait. She could be this great client. Like she'd be perfect for my program. And I totally started to change my focus and start talking about her problems and then try to drive her to something else that I wasn't planning on doing. And I totally screwed up the connection call. And by the end, I totally felt like she was feeling sold. She was feeling like I was trying to sell her, which was not my intention. I just thought, oh my gosh, I can really help this woman. And I'm very passionate about that. But I completely screwed it up and I could feel the energy change. And it was because I wasn't clear about the stage. I wasn't clear about the next step and what I was driving her to. Now, let me show you how this works. The first step, if you're going from, let's say, a networking event, or you're going from a cold lead, maybe you get on Facebook or maybe a referral, is that the first thing you wanna do is have a connection call. Now, I'll talk about how you can skip these steps, but for right now, let's just assume it's kind of a coldish or warm lead. Maybe you met someone at a networking event. So you're gonna start with a connection call. The purpose of this call is to connect. Hey, isn't that awesome? We named it connection call for a reason. The only purpose of this call is to drive them to the next step. It's not to sell them, it's not to have them become a client, nothing else, just to drive them to the next step. So you're like, what's the next step? So the next step is a 10-minute call. This is what Steve was talking about, your 10-minute calls. Now, when you first start this process, you're like, okay, I'm gonna start Monday morning is gonna be my very first time to make my 6 calls. That's awesome. It's gonna be a little easier at first because all you gotta do is make a quick connection call. And this connection call could be 2 minutes, doesn't have to be 10 minutes. And then you're gonna get them on your calendar for 10 minutes, okay? You don't know what to say yet, you're not sure what you do, you don't know who to call, don't worry. We're gonna cover that, we got you covered. But just so you know, the next step is the 10-minute call. Now, had I done this, when I made the call with this woman, who I met at a networking event, and I just connected with her for 2 minutes, and I found out if she was curious about getting help with her business, and then why don't we set up a 10-minute call? If I did that, we would not have had this problem where she was feeling like I was trying to convince her to work with me, okay? Yes, I made a mistake, okay? I know, we do too. Okay, from the 10-minute connection call, what I love to have my clients do next is to go to the discovery call, okay? Now, again, we're gonna show you how to skip these, but I want you to just imagine that this is a cold lead connection to the 10-minute call, now to a discovery call. So what's happening here? You wanna know the purpose, you wanna know the outcome. Easy outcome, first outcome is to drive them to the next step, drive them to the next step, which is the discovery call. 10-minute call, you know there's a little bit of curiosity. Now you're figuring out, do they want help? If they want your help, you get to the discovery call, which is gonna give you permission to ask some questions to find out if they're really an actual prospect, not just a lead, if they have the potential to work with you. Now, this is also a free call, and this could be, you know, different for everybody's business. Usually for my clients, this is 15 to 30 minutes. And then from the discovery call, you're gonna drive them and start getting paid to a strategy session. So we're gonna tell you exactly what to say, what to ask, what to do in the discovery call so you know how to drive them to the strategy session. You're gonna learn what the purpose of the strategy session is so you can drive them to the next step. So again, you're gonna get all this, but I want you to understand the most important part of this is that all you gotta do is drive them to the next step. You got to know the stages of the sale. You got to know your outcome in each step of the way so you know what to do next. So then you go to the strategy session. We like to get paid on this, paid for our time to have a real sales conversation so we can help them have transformation in their life. And you add a ton of value here, so you should get paid for that. And that means you get paid for having a sales conversation. It's pretty awesome. And then from there, you're gonna drive them to become a client. So you're gonna offer your products or services, close the deal, and now there you are. This is the transformation, going from a cold lead all the way to a client, not just any client, a client you actually love. A client you love to work with, a client that you get to pick. So the last thing I just wanna say is that depending on where this lead starts, you know, Steve mentioned how he does a lot of speaking engagements. We all do a lot of speaking engagements or online webinars. If you do that, it's kind of like you've already gone past all this because they're already a very warm lead. You can cut straight to the strategy session. Sometimes I go from a webinar, which is basically a strategy session because I'm digging into the pain, finding out what they want, seeing how to lead them there and get them to the results that they want. And then basically they're ready to become a client. And all I got to do is a quick discovery call. I usually just go from the webinar to a quick discovery call. They're already pre-sold and then they go straight to a client. So it depends on your funnel and you always want to try to optimize each step and then shorten the sales process. But I'm telling you, I've done this. We still do this because it depends where the lead is coming from. But if you go through each stage of the sale, or if you know you can skip to this one, that's fine too. You can start getting those clients converted right away.